Yeah, I think we were always realists with ourselves about exactly where we were. So we knew that what we needed to do to make progress. But I think we always believed in where we were going and knew where we were going and what we could do. So we worked as a unit. We were all in and just did everything we could to become better each day and each week. And that's always been our mindset.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great group. Guys are working hard. We get along really well. We're a really tight-knit group, and it's awesome to be a part of this group.
We've got some veterans on this O-line, myself and Ryan and Evan and Lou, and so there's a lot of experience there and a lot of knowledge in our brains, and there's some young guys like Mike and Max that are kind of fresh into the league, and we're watching them mature and grow, and it's been really cool.
I think Clance and James have done a great job with them. I mean, you go back and you look at what we went through, losing Ryan, losing Ty, picking up Ryan Harris as a street free agent. Michael goes in, starts, 13 football games. We played Max. Max has started. Lou and Evan have gone through injuries. The one constant has been Matt, you know, and he's a first-year player at center. So it's been a work in progress. It's been a challenge. I think we understand that as a team. But I think the future is very bright with what has taken place. So this is a big stage for that group, but they're just a bunch of grinders, kind of like our football team, and they understand that. And I'm proud of their effort and how they've worked through this thing this year. And fortunately, since we lost those other guys, we have been able to stay healthy. So hopefully they're all intact this weekend.
I'm really proud of everyone. You know, everyone's had a chance to step up and get a lot of playing time this year. And just, I mean, everyone's been rotating in. It's been a real good job.
Yeah, you know, like you said, they gelling and you know, with reps, you see more, you see different things and different looks, and you get more comfortable. So, you know, as the year went on, it got better and better, and, you know, hopefully we could get better again this Sunday.
To be moving guys off the line of scrimmage, have the running backs make great plays, it definitely builds your confidence. And like I said before, hopefully we could do that in the Super Bowl, execute and win the game.
You know, it's a process to, especially when you get guys down, you got guys rotating. It's, you know, it's hard enough as it is, you know, when one group of guys are playing the whole season. It just takes a little bit of time, and then you start adding a rotation. It kind of throws it off a little bit, but I think we've grown accustomed to it. And we just seem to gel even more. We can just look at a guy and just know, you know, what we're thinking. So, you know, it's a bit of a struggle, a bit of a challenge, but we've all done an amazing job at, you know, adjusting to it. And, you know, it's our work has proved itself.
We just communicated, believed in each other, believed in our abilities. And we really have, you know, formed a strong bond through the struggles that we went through earlier on in the year. But, I mean, you know, us veterans have told these guys all year long, hey, this is a marathon, and this is exactly when you want to be playing your best football.